Well, hello everyone. This is Stephen Clower coming to you from Western Michigan in the United States of America. And today we're talking about MobileSpeak 4 and its new internet browsing capabilities. In this podcast, I'm going to demonstrate how MobileSpeak 4 now enables us to navigate through popular websites. In this case, we will be using NFB Newsline, which is a very popular website that a lot of blind individuals use to read their daily newspapers. Now, while the layout of NFB Newsline isn't complicated in the least, the enhanced Internet Explorer navigation now present in MobileSpeak 4 makes it much easier to use this website, as well as just about every other website that's out there. So here we go. The device I'm using is the Sprint version of the Palm Trio Pro, and the voice we're using is the new version of Acapella Heather at about rate 14. So, I have my phone right here in front of me. I'm going to tap the Start menu key.
Today.
Go to Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer window. Edit combo. 18. Portal login. Page has one form. Sign.
All right. If you're familiar with how MobileSpeak 2 gives out information, you'll notice quite a difference with MobileSpeak 4. For example, it gave us the download progress of the web page, and you'll see this again later. If I had let the announcements continue, you would have heard the number of forms on the page, the number of links, the number of tables, the number of headings, etc. Essentially information that you are used to hearing on a desktop screen reader, at least if you're using Windows, and quite possibly on the Mac, and maybe even in Linux as well. I don't know about those environments. But at any rate, we've silenced the web page because we've just opened the default page that Sprint provides us, which is not what we want. So again, unlike MobileSpeak 2, I can now hit just a single key to get to the address bar. So now that I'm here, I'm going to type www.nfbnewslineonline.org.
NFB Newsline Register Trademark Welcome. Page has 13 links. Welcome to NFB Newsline Register Trademark. One line. Table with three columns and one rows. Link www.nfbnewsline.org. Link. NFBNEWSLINE.
Okay, so as you can hear, we're getting a lot of very useful feedback now. Now, I know that there's a login link on this page, and I know that it's near the top of the page, so I'm going to use the left and right arrows to move between the previous and next element, which by default, when you load a new web page, is set to links. So I'm going to hit the right arrow.
Link. Login.
Oh, and there it is. So I'll press enter.
Downloading page. NFB Newsline Register Trademark Online Login. Welcome.
Okay. Now, I know that there's a form on this page. And if I didn't, I could always just listen to what MobileSpeak would tell me, and we would know exactly what elements are available to us. But I know there's a form on here. So there's a command for that. I'm going to hit the number 3 in this case on my Trio Pro.
Forms.
Now, if I hit the left and right arrow keys, I will move between any form elements on the page. And if I wanted to be even more specific, I could keep hitting the number 3 and we would cycle between edit fields, buttons, checkboxes, radio buttons, etc. But in this case, I know that there are only 2 edit fields and a button. So I'm going to hit right arrow to go to the first one. I'm going to press enter to activate it. JAWS users will recognize this as forms mode. WindowEyes has something similar, and
edit.
And the Mac probably does too. So now I'm in the first edit field where I type in my identification PIN. So I'm going to do that now. Now I'm going to hit down arrow to go to the next form field. I could hit enter again to exit the data entry mode, and then use left and right to go between fields. But I know that the next edit control is on the following line, so I'm just going to hit the down arrow.
Bar. Please enter your security code. Edit password.
Here we go. Okay, and then I'm going to go down again to the login button.
Bar. Login button. Downloading page. NFB Newsline Register Trademark Online Options page. Page has 7 links. Welcome to NFB Newsline Register Trademark. One line. Table with 1 columns and 1 rows. Table. Table with 3 columns and 10 rows.
Okay. So now I'm logged in. And I'm going to hit the right arrow key until I hear the web news on demand, which is what I want.
Mail to link. NFB. Mail to link. Link. Web news on demand.
There it is. Push enter.
Downloading page. NFB Newsline Register Trademark Online Main Menu. Page has 11 links. Welcome to 2. Link. My favorite publications.
Okay, I just hit right arrow once to my favorite publications.
Downloading page. NFB Newsline Register Trademark Online Welcome.
Okay, now I don't feel like arrowing through this page. I could. It's a small one, but for the sake of demonstration, I'm going to press the pound key, or the hash key, as you folks in Europe would call it. And that opens yet another new feature in MobileSpeak 4, which is...
Search in page window. Text to find. Edit. Left soft search. Right soft console.
The search window. So, I have USA Today on this page. So I'm just going to type USA and push the left soft key command.
Go to. Welcome to USA Today. 1 of 3. Left soft back. Right soft menu.
Okay, now I'm in my search results. Now remember, to move between elements, you use the left and right arrow keys. So in the case of search results, I use the left and right arrows.
Link. USA Today 12/18/2009. 2 of 3.
Okay, that's what I want.
Downloading page. 9. NFB Newsline Register Trademark Online Publications Section List. Page has 11 links and 5 headings.
Okay, so now I have the latest edition of USA Today pulled up, at least at the time of this recording. So now I can read either the entire paper, which is actually what I'm going to do, or I could choose to go to any of the sections within the paper. Now, I happen to know that the link to get to the full paper is near the bottom of the page. So I could either scroll down to the very bottom and then start arrowing up, or I can just hit the zero key to move between the top and the very bottom of the page.
Copyright 2008, all rights reserved, copyright 2008, NFB.
In this case, I'm now at the bottom of the page. Now I can just hit the left arrow a couple of times.
Table end. Link. Link. Heading level 2. Full paper.
So I'll push enter on that.
Downloading page. 87.
Then we hear the progress.
NFB Newsline Register Trademark Online Full Publication View. Page has 11 links and 39 headings. Welcome to NFB Newsline Register Trademark.
Okay, now I can start reading my newspaper. But, well, it's getting late. I don't have time. But I might want to read it later. So, here's yet a new feature that we can take advantage of. I'm going to hold down the zero key.
Web page saved.
Web page saved. I can now go into my documents and I can find this web page and read it at my leisure. MobileSpeak 4 includes a very powerful bookmarking feature, so if you visit a certain website very often, you can mark your favorite spots on those pages to make navigation much quicker. You can also customize the amount of internet verbosity in the MobileSpeak control panel to suit your own individual preferences. Well guys, we are out of time, but thank you for listening. If you have any comments or questions, you can reach me at steve@steve-audio.net, and you can visit Code Factory's website to learn all about the new features in MobileSpeak 4 at www.codefactory.es.